This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This is a podcast about government spending, and I'm recording this right after President Trump signed the new omnibus spending bill that essentially spends the United States government into financial oblivion. But this isn't a criticism just directed at Trump himself. It's really more about the fact that the system that exists in Washington can only lead to financial collapse. There is no one who can stop it. Even someone like President Trump, who was reluctant to sign the bill and said that he will never sign another one like it, he was, or at least he felt he was forced to sign it in order to continue the spending on the military and national defense and other things. And aside from what you think about Trump, whether you like him or don't like him or whatever, the system cannot demonstrate any kind of restraint on government spending, which means we are going to spend into oblivion. We're going to spend, we, the nation, are going to spend to the point of collapse. It is inevitable. There is no other outcome. We will head into financial collapse at some point. In fact, I've been talking about this since 2008, and I've always said it's just a question of when. We don't know when. We know that the national debt is rising by now over $1 trillion a year, maybe approaching $2 trillion a year very soon. We know that the laws of compounding interest mean that before long, the interest on the debt will be the largest portion of federal spending. We know that there's not even enough tax base in this country to really pay down the national debt, unless you just have such punitive tax rates that people just stop working and stop doing businesses and stop paying taxes. You know, the more you try to extract from the population, the more they resist or just stop working. So there really is no way to pay off the national debt. And anybody who says there is basing that on unrealistic growth projections that just can't happen. They think that you can grow yourself out of debt by just expanding the economy forever. Well, what are you going to expand it to? I mean, practically every usable acre of land is already used for housing or commercial use or something similar. There's not some uncharted territory yet to be found and colonize and grow the tax base. You know, it's not a bunch of islands somewhere that we haven't set up businesses on yet. And the population, it's not like we could invent some new thing that's just going to bring automatic revenues to businesses. I mean, I understand innovation is out there and innovation is real, but no matter how much money we come up with for the federal government, it will find a way to spend more. That's the problem. It's not a lack of being able to tax people enough. It's not a lack of raising enough money. It's the fact that the government will always spend more than it has, because that's how government stays in power. Government spends more than it has because it wants to be the source of authority over your life. Government wants to be the provider of your food stamps, of your unemployment insurance, of your housing subsidies, the provider of your FDA regulations, and everything else that happens under the EPA, the USDA, you name it. Government wants to be all things to you, and even run federal law enforcement and so on. And in order to do so, especially with the entitlements, the government has to become bigger and bigger in terms of spending every year. If the government shrinks, then the people see government as less important, and the government can't handle that. They cannot allow that to happen because they can't be seen as anything less than your daddy, you know, your God, almost, according to Democrats, especially. They want government to be your God. So this is why government will keep expanding, and there's no discipline in the system, not in Congress, you know, not in the Senate, to spend less money and hand out fewer benefits and shrink the size of government. You don't get elected by saying, hey, we're going to cut benefits to everybody and shrink the size of government and stop managing national parks or what have you. You don't get elected saying that. You only get elected by saying, oh, we're the government. We're here to help you. We're going to get bigger so we can solve more of your problems. That's how you get elected. And that's what people vote for in the Senate and in the House. And even at the president's desk, signing new legislation into law. It's like, oh, the government's here to help you. The bigger we are, the more we can help. That's the message. And so sadly, Donald Trump was, sort of cornered into signing this bill that he didn't want to sign, a bill that provides $500 million in taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood. So your tax dollars are funding other people's abortions, which I think is absolutely insane off the charts. I mean, if you want to get an abortion, the least you could do is pay for it out of your own damn pocket. Why should taxpayers, many of whom disagree with abortion practices in this country, why should they have to foot the bill for you? You know, it makes no sense. It's like forcing everybody else to pay for all your birth control. You know, and the spending in the bill is just out of control. The liberals got everything they wanted. It's just big government, big spending, big entitlement programs, big expansion of everything, handouts to corporate welfare. It's just, it's insane. Because Washington is a money pit. It's a money black hole. It has no discipline when it comes to finances. And that's why we're headed toward financial oblivion at some point. And by the way, I never expected President Trump to be able to come in and balance the budget and have discipline financially. We're long past that. All I want to do is make sure that we have our liberty intact while we're heading toward this collapse. The collapse is coming. It cannot be reversed at this point. We're $21 trillion in debt and climbing. I believe that's where we are. It's climbing. It's going to be, you know, before long, it'll be $24 trillion, and then $30, and then $50, and then $70, and then $100 trillion in debt. It's just going to keep compounding and growing. There's no discipline at all in Washington. At some point, the whole system collapses, and you write off the government, you write off the debt, you start over with a new, essentially a whole new system, a new currency even. You know, Venezuela is going down this path right now, mass starvation, hyperinflation, total chaos and lawlessness and tyranny. And that's what usually accompanies these things. As the money supply collapses, you're going to see those things in America as well someday. It's going to be some tough times. And those who bought gold are going to be very happy, by the way, or those who bought land. But people who just bought a bunch of cryptocurrency and put their money in the bank are not going to be very happy because they're probably going to lose almost everything that they thought they had saved. In any case, read more about this at my website, newstarget.com. And we've got healthrangerreport.com hosting my podcast, so check that out as well. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, here. Be safe, because unpredictable chaos is headed our way sooner or later.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.